Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's been a couple weeks. I'm sorry. I know. What's been going on as far as this? My dearest apologies. Life has been crazy as always, but you know, I appreciate y'all, you know, staying around, supporting the other content. I appreciate it so much, man. But welcome back to another episode of the Knowing and Knowing podcast. I'm your host, Rashad Young, and as always, I appreciate y'all tuning in. Make sure to subscribe to it on your favorite YouTube channel. Subscribe to it on my YouTube channel or check me out on one of my favorite audio platforms such as Apple, Spotify, iHeart, whatever you listen to your podcast on. I appreciate it. I thank you so much. Life has been good. Been navigating. And one thing that's true is that in life, you have to learn how to navigate when things get a little crazy and a little hectic. You should continue to stay consistent the best way you can, but you know, things happen. So we're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it pushing. This is the last part of the five-part series of five things I have learned in my 20s, and I want to save this one for last because it's just the truth that we need to understand, and that is you are not perfect. Wait, did I just say that? Did I just say you are not perfect? Absolutely, you're not. Nobody is. I'm not. You're not. The people around you, not. The world is not. The things we think are perfect or the things we see or the people we see, nobody is perfect. There is no reason to live in a life full of pressure of being perfect. One thing we have to recognize is that our world is full of constant comparison, unrealistic expectations that make things more challenging for us to become more successful in this world. You know, we have to remind ourselves that everything that we experience in this life comes with our own time, our own standards, our own ideals, what we define things as. And if we try to compare ourselves to all those different things, we're going to misunderstand what it truly means to be ourselves. One of my flaws in this entire journey, as you've noticed, is that I've done podcasts for years. I've remade them. I've started over. And a lot of that was because I felt like it wasn't the perfect one. I've done hundreds of episodes. I've done a lot of interviews. I've done a lot of different things. And I've always found myself in this weird space of trying to understand what is it that I'm trying to produce when I don't feel good enough. And so what I'll do is I'll scrap it and I'll start over. And I'll just start over and I'll just be like, all right, this is going to be the best one. This is going to be it. And realistically, that's not how life works. Go with it. Go with the flow. Embrace everything that comes with it. I know I beat it like a drum. Just life is full of unexpected changes. It comes with twists and turns. It has its own rhythm. And we have to find a way to navigate through it. But what's really important is that there is no reason to feel perfect. There's no reason to live in this pressure to be perfect, because here's two truths. First truth, we're all going to die. Let's just get it out there. I know that's not something that we like to talk about. We don't like to talk about our own mortal fate, but it's true. We are all going to die. It doesn't matter how much money we accumulate. It does not matter the impact that we place on this earth as far as the long term peace to ourselves and who we are, because once we die, life moves on. Sure, we will have a lasting impact. We can set things for our families on and on, but after a while, life will go on regardless of how much effort, how much time we stress over things. No matter, it doesn't matter. Okay, what is really important is trying to be your best self in the best way you can possible and learn from the things that you can with the experiences that you gain from. Sorry to get a little dark, I really am, but it's just the truth that we have to recognize that it's going to happen. And a lot of our life, we sit around in this fearful state of trying to be perfect when we don't have to be. We learn from these things. We gain our experiences. We find ways to be better. And we teach people what we've learned from our own experiences. That is the beauty of life. Nobody knows what happens next until we experience it ourselves. There is no book. There is no test that has a study guide of answers. We have to figure it out ourselves. And that's just what it is. And that's okay. That's what makes it so beautiful. We have the opportunity to grow. Every waking moment, we have an opportunity to be better, and we should embrace that. The second thing I want to recognize is that with the pressure of being perfect, we're taking away our inability to be vulnerable. Now, I know we don't like to talk about being vulnerable all the time. I know, especially in the space of being a man in particular, we don't even like to express our emotions or be open with our emotions, but we have to let people know who we are, especially if you're going to do things like content, share stories, whatever, because you never know the power of your story can influence and how it can influence somebody else. There has to be a reminder that there's a power in sharing our things. You don't have to talk about nobody. You don't have to air out business. You can just share the things that you learned, and you never know how much that can be a vital piece of information for somebody else. Embracing vulnerability and admitting that we cannot excel at everything is not a sign of weakness. In fact, it is the acknowledgement of our humanity. It takes strength, courage to accept our limitations and to be honest with ourselves and to be honest with others around us. One of the biggest things that I had to learn growing up, and I do have siblings and I love them dearly, but majority of my life, I grew up relatively as a only child. I grew up with the idea of doing everything the right way because of the pressures that I feel like my parents set upon me or society or whatever. And the truth is, I was putting these unrealistic expectations upon myself. I felt like if I didn't hit this certain marker by this age, I was a failure. I felt like if I didn't get all A's, take that back. I didn't care about that. But what I'm trying to point out is that there was moments I was putting more pressure on myself to be something that I did not have to be. Because there's the truth that, again, you're going to fail. You're not going to get everything right the right way. In fact, I've actually failed more trying to be perfect more than just letting things happen naturally. When I put more pressure on myself to do better, I have found myself being in more stressful situations and end up making the worst mistake by doing that. Because overthinking, overanalyzing, overcalculating situations are not worth it, especially when you recognize that our focus on being perfect is due to our insecurities of allowing people to see who we actually are. And that's ourselves. And the hardest part is that when it comes to being ourselves, everybody's not going to understand who we are because you are you. But we live in this natural realm and bubble of wanting to feel accepted by others, that we will do anything to tweak that, regardless if it's our image, it's the things that we say, how do we go about things, the content that we shoot, the stories that we want to tell. We want people to like us for us. And there's just the other truth in life, that everybody's not going to like us. Everybody's not going to agree with everything that we say. Everybody is not going to understand the things that we do and why we do the things that we do. That's just life. I know it's a hard thing to embrace. I know it's a hard thing to accept. It's something I've actually had to learn to accept within the past year and a half of my life. That everybody's not going to like me. And everybody's not going to agree how I go about things. That everybody isn't going to understand why I'm doing the things that I'm doing. And in fact, they're going to project their own perception on me because they have no idea, because I'm not sharing my viewpoint on everything. I've just recognized that I'm going to be myself. And that's who it's going to be. I'm a guy that searches for deeper meaning all the time. I'm a guy that likes to ask big questions. I'm a guy that likes to cry in movies. And whenever I see a movie, I'm just that type of person. I'm a guy that likes to argue about my favorite artists like Drake or something, whatever. I'm just who I am. I like to read the books like The Alchemist and The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. I love vanilla ice cream. And I know people have a million other ice cream flavors that they like, but I like what I like. And I've learned to embrace that. I've learned to embrace that there is no reason to try to be something that I'm not. I've learned to embrace that every podcast episode I drop is not going to be the best. I've learned to accept that I failed in many of my relationships intimately or with friendships because of things that either I've done or just they didn't coexist, and you just learn from it. But I've also learned that I've also made some of those situations worse because I tried to fit into somebody else's ideal or try to fit into somebody else's space of what it means to be accepted by them. And that's one of the hardest things that we can do, is to be something that we're not. So there's no reason to do that, because there's power in learning from our experiences. There's no reason to lose sleep at night about our failures, because you never know how much that failure, that setback, that haymaker of life that knocks you left can end up catapulting you in becoming a better version of yourself. If we don't have failures, we don't become better. If we don't have failures, we have nothing to share for nobody else. If life was so perfect, a lot of us would not actually be fulfilled by the things that we choose, that we share, that we care to experience. When you work hard towards something, or you sit back and think of all the things you've been through, and you have the moment to sit back and reflect, like, man, like I did that, I got through this. Like, it's way more fulfilling. I know that you may be listening to this right now. You may not necessarily understand what the life and the path that is going. And I can be honest with you, 9 times out of 10, when I record these, I don't even know what I'm about to say. And I have a script that I just start using. I'm not going to lie. A lot of it was on top of my head. But you just never know. So whatever it is, whatever this is holding you back, whatever this is you're worried about filling in or fitting in, stop. Just embrace everything that comes with this world, man. I'm telling you, you just never know how your life can change by just being yourself. Instead of focusing on something that isn't real. We're not robots. We're not boxes. We're not statues. We are who we are. You are who you are. You like what you like. You do the things for your own reason. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Embrace it. Accept it. But be open. You don't have to share everything. You can be a closed book, but be open and understanding and accepting who you are. There's more power of knowing who you are versus who you want people to think you are. There's no reason to live your life like that. Because at the end of the day, as I mentioned, we're all going to leave this earth one day. And as we sit back and reflect, and no matter what you believe in, I think a part of us know that to be more fulfilled in this life, especially when you have the opportunity to live a more fruitful, long, sustaining life, there's a lot of regret that's out on the table because we sit back and worry about what people are going to think about us if we try this, or we sit around and believe the concepts and thoughts of what others share to us. It's very limiting. Like, be careful who you share your things with, and also be careful what you digest from the information others share. Some people want to see you fail. Something that's already natural, something that we've already have to experience in life. Some people really want to see you fail, dog. And women too, it's just generally speaking. And we have to understand that. It's okay. Some people literally are sitting around waiting on you to fail for whatever reason, to live in their own misery, to make your life worse for a moment in time because their life is miserable already because they have some sort of self issue. So they want you to feel just the same way. And so they're sitting around rooting, cheering for you. All right, yeah, he's going to fail, or we want to ruin this person day or week because I'm having a bad day or week, or I'm having a bad time in life. Like, it's whatever. But once you recognize that we're all going to experience some sort of failure, can't nobody ruin anything for you. In fact, I feel like you should feel more empowered to show yourself what you're capable to do through those failures, man. I'm a guy that was on academic probation before. I'm a guy that has failed tremendously, as I mentioned. I'm a guy that's written books, and you just keep trying. If you would have told me how my 20s would have been with everything that I've experienced, I didn't even share everything. And now I'm in a new city because I just decided to take a risk. I wouldn't have believed it. If I allowed every failure and every setback to knock me back, I would not be where I want to be. And I'm not even nearly where I want to be, but I'm part of the journey of knowing that I'm attempting to continue to strive to be better. And I'd rather do that than sit around as about like, woe is me, or worrying about like what changes from this, because nothing changes unless you're willing to change. So that's what's important. We have to remind ourselves that, for real, that's so serious, is that people are going to do whatever. They're going to say whatever. You know, I already said that, you know. But just remember who you are, and there's power in that. Seriously, don't let nobody tell you otherwise. That's all I got. I could keep going, but I'll be spilling for another 20 minutes saying the same thing. And I'm not going to do that to y'all, man. But I do appreciate y'all always tuning in. I appreciate all the new listeners and all the support I'm giving. For real, we're going to keep going. More interviews will be coming soon. Again, I'm trying to just document my journey as of now, but I do have some great guests and great ideas that I will have on the show soon. So as always, make sure to subscribe to this on your favorite audio platform. Subscribe to me on YouTube. Check me out on TikTok too, man. Anyways, I love you all. I appreciate you all. Y'all have a blessed week. And until next time, peace.